Good day. This is Howard, and I want to welcome you to our first podcast episode of the year 2024. And this particular podcast, we are going to duplicate on both of our platforms, on the Susquehanna County Library Off-the-Shelf podcast and the Penn State Master Gardeners, Susquehanna County, Digging for Answers. And the reason we're doing that is the topic of this first podcast is something that is common to both organizations, Master Gardeners especially, but from the library's perspective, it is a community event. And that event is Ag Day 2024, which was held just a week ago last Monday. It was at the Elk Lake facility, as it has been for many, many years. And I had the opportunity, we had a table that we had staff from the library at and myself at. And then what we did is we would ask a series of questions of individuals that were attending Ag Day as far as why they were there. Now, if you're not familiar with Ag Day, it's been called different things over the time, the Dairy Days and everything. But right now, this year, they've gone back to the Ag Day title. And attendance was down this year. It'll be interesting to see what happens to Ag Day next year. There's rumors kind of flying around. Attendance was down. I know you got a free meal out of it if you attended, and to attend it was free. But they had a lot of food left, and I think they found a home for that, so it did not go to waste. No concerns there. But the number of vendor tables, I'm waiting for some statistics to come in as far as attendance and number of vendors, how many people attended the classes. But Ag Day is a great chance to connect with other people in the community, farmers, vendors, friends, family, get free ice cream, and you're going to hear an interesting statistic as we go through the podcast and the interviews on the ice cream portion of it, and to meet with vendors. We have representatives from Penn State, various departments from state agencies like Fish and Game, and so we have some elected officials that were there milling in the crowds and everything. So it's a great opportunity to meet with people, to check on things that you have. And of course, I think the best part is the sessions that are provided, that most of those, a lot of those are done by Penn State Master Gardeners. And you get in a small classroom environment in one of the classrooms there at Elk Lake. And we have a presenter that talks about some topic and everything. And again, I'm waiting for numbers to come in on that, because I know the numbers have been down a little bit in the last couple of years. And we struggle, not that the information isn't valuable or that it's not well presented, but why aren't people showing up to come to these events? So anyway, the format for the podcast today is going to be basically to cover those people that we interviewed. And I've got a little add-on at the end, after we finish interviewing those particular people, is, if you're familiar with the term hot mic, I didn't turn the microphone off after I did the last interview. And in your mind, kind of picture this. There were a lot of children that were at the event. And someone set up a little bingo card scenario. And the kids were coming around asking people various questions. And if they asked you a question and the answer was yes, then you got to initial their bingo card. So we had a small group of about 5 to 7 youth come up to our table that we were at. And they started asking questions. And we started giving them some answers. Well, one very bright young man asked me a second question, and I kind of said, can you do that? Is there anything in your rules that says? And he says, nobody told us anything. And I said, that's a good critical thinker. You know, just go ahead and keep asking away and fill in the card. So the whole group that he was with then started to do that. So for about a 5 to 10 minute span, I had about 6 or so youth around me all rattling their questions off. And I will give them this. They were so polite, they took turns in asking the questions. But the mic was still on and it was laying there. It may be a little harder to hear, so you may want to turn up your volume, but somebody suggested that I leave that in so you could hear a little bit of kind of what went on towards the end. We had a lot of fun with it. I know the kids had a lot of fun. And that's what this episode is primarily about, is talking about Ag Day and some of the information that was presented there. Just to give you a heads up on the format of some other things and where we're going with the two different podcasts. The library podcast Off the Shelf originally started over 5 years ago now, talking about what books were being checked out at the library. Who were our most favorite authors? And you've probably heard this if you've been listening for a while. James Patterson won every time, almost a 3-to-1 ratio as far as the next most read author. So we changed the format. So here's going to be our format for this 2024 season. I've made connections with a good dozen or so local businesses. Most of them are small businesses. Most of them are family-owned and run. And we wanted to highlight those new institutions to our community. And it's not just Montrose, it's anywhere in the county. So if you know somebody that's got a business, have them get in touch with me. It's a simple process as far as learning a little bit about, you know, why they got in there, what they're doing, what their services are. A lot of these are food service places because we got a lot of places that are springing up. So the podcast is going to be a good place for you to find out what's going on in the community. We'll talk about events coming up, and I'm going to mention one of those here in a moment. And then finally, because we are seeing here at the library a lot more people listening to ebooks or reading ebooks or listening to audiobooks, the old format was audiobooks, but through some of the services, free services that we have available, that I wanted to highlight. Yes, thank you very much for listening to this podcast, but you know what? The professional podcasts that are out there, there are so many of them popping up right now. Some of them have been around for 2 to 3 years, and I want to highlight some of the best podcasts, and call it a recommendation, if you will, of here's some podcasts that I would be recommending to you. And I'll have some snippets from those podcasts to kind of introduce you to them. If you've got a favorite podcast, feel free to contact me and let me know. I'll listen to it if I haven't already. And I'll go then and maybe mention it here and mention your name even as, hey, you submitted this. I listened to it. And here's a good one to go forward. So that's what we're going to focus here at the library. Local businesses, and probably highlight at least one podcast. And our goal is to try to put one podcast out a month. Now, the Master Gardeners, it's all focused about the services. That's the digging for answers. The helpline, it was amazing how many people at Ag Day didn't know about the Master Gardener hotline. If you have any question about anything that grows, your yard, vegetables, flowers, you can either stop in at the extension office, you can email us, you can phone call us, you can go to any event that a Master Gardener is at, or if you have a neighbor that's a Master Gardener, contact them. We will then be assigned to research that and get back to you. And we're going to continue to highlight some of those calls in the podcast so that if your neighbor's got a problem with a beetle and we research that and get back to them, we may just put it in the podcast so that we can share it with everybody else. Also, the events that are going on, because as we come into spring right now, there's so much going on. In fact, this Saturday, we have the annual spring clinic here in Montrose that's hosted by the Master Gardeners. We have some excellent presentations going on. And I was just informed the other day that we've had so many signups, we've had to close it out, and we will not be accepting walk-ins. So by the time you hear this, that event will have already happened. So we won't be doing anything with that. But the good news is, I've been told, and I will be there interviewing people for the podcast, but also that we'll have access to audio files of the presenters. So we're going to try to work those into the next couple of podcasts so that you can hear that. So anyway, that's where we're at. That's what's going on. Again, this is going to come out to both podcasts, so you're not listening to the wrong one. And then we'll start splitting off here in our next series of podcasts. So again, this is Howard, and thank you for your support. Please spread the word and subscribe. That way you'll automatically get the next podcast from either one of the two podcasts. Sites, and we'll be all set. So with that, we're going to go ahead just right into the interviews that Ag Day that we had at Elk Lake, finishing with the kids, and then at the end of that, I'm not even going to come back on. So that's where we're at. Have a wonderful spring. I know you're going to have questions about services and everything as you plant your garden, so please reach out to us and let us know that you heard about it in the podcast. Thanks. Hi, this is Howard, and we are at Ag Day 2024, and I've got my first podcast interview for the day. So here we go. So again, I'm Howard, and who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Margaret.
And Margaret, what part of Susquehanna County or the state of Pennsylvania are you from?
I'm from Hot Bottom.
And what brings you to Ag Day today?
Since I'm not sitting here with work this year, I get to come and just enjoy all the free tables and the information that they send to us, give to us.
All right. Well, we're glad you're here. And how many years have you been attending Ag Day, Dairy Day, or whatever it's been called in the past?
This is my second year as an attendee, and I've worked at the Rite Aid table long for years when we had a table here.
Okay. What's the favorite or your favorite part of this annual event?
The free ice cream.
I think we're going to hear that answer a lot today. And we always look for what could be better. So here's my last question. If you could change or add one thing to this event, what would it be?
I don't know if there's anything I would change. I like that they have so many different tables here, and it's always neat to see the pie sale. So I think they do it pretty well.
Okay, well, thank you very much. So she's going to be also our first entry into our contest here for an Amazon device. Thank you. Hi, I'm back, and this is Howard again. And who do we have the pleasure of speaking with right now?
This is Karen.
Oh, hi, Karen. Welcome. What part of Susquehanna County or the state of Pennsylvania are you from?
I'm from Tunkhannock in Wyoming County.
And what brings you to Ag Day today?
Well, I'm very interested in gardening. My father and brother were both farmers, and my father sold farm machinery. So I like to network with different farmers and see people and just learn some more stuff. And now that I have grandchildren, I like to pick up little freebies for them.
Ah, the freebies are always good. And how many years have you been attending Ag Day?
Oh, probably at least 4 or 5 times.
All right. And what's your favorite part of this annual event?
I just think networking and seeing the different things they have, and I enjoy the lunch besides, I mean, it being free and then just having the ice cream and everything else. And last year I won a tree, so that's going to a special garden that our church has in Tunkhannock.
Well, great. And one last question. If you could change or add one thing to this annual event, what would it be?
Well, I know it's something you couldn't change, but a little bit better parking, because you do usually have to walk quite a distance. And so, but that's not something, I don't know, I just think everything is pretty good about it.
All right, well, thank you very much, and good luck in winning. Enjoy the rest of the day.
Okay, thank you.
Hi, this is Howard, and I'm back again. And who do I have the pleasure of speaking with now?
Jill Reeves.
Okay, Jill, so what part of Susquehanna County or the state of Pennsylvania are you coming to Ag Day from?
Well, we have a cottage on Low Lake. It's behind the Candlelight Diner. And we also have property, 30 acres, in Schultzville, which is Newton Township.
All right. And what brings you to Ag Day?
Well, I love to learn about all the new facilities and equipment and see if I can't pick up some free swag, especially food for my chickens and some seeds to plant this summer.
And as somebody that's got chickens, I know that's a major reason I came the first few years too. So how many years have you been attending Ag Day?
This is my first year, and I was really excited to come. My girlfriend invited me to come.
Well, please thank her for us too, because we always like it when the word gets out and everything on that. Two more questions. What is your favorite part? And I realize this is the first time you've been here, but so far, what's the favorite part of this annual event that you've experienced?
Well, I really like the conservation and the animals over there, because we have had the shells underneath our dock, and he said it's probably a muskrat that is eating them and leaving them. So I was excited to find out what kind of mammal that was.
And I do have to share, since this is the first time you've been here, the number one answer to that question is the ice cream. So anyway, one.
Well, I gave you something different.
Oh, yes, you did give me something different. So, last question. If you could change or add one thing to the event from what you know of it so far, what would it be?
Well, the only thing I would change was that my Google sent me down this dirt road that was quite, it was like a roller coaster. And I don't know why it did that. Maybe it was shorter distance, but I finally found it, and I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, we're glad that Google got you here. And
I could say you should use another app being an IT guy, but I'm not going to go there for this. So thank you very much, and good luck at our contest.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, this is Howard, and it's just after lunch here now. And let's see, who do I have the pleasure of speaking with now?
My name is Douglas.
Well, hi, Douglas. What part of Susquehanna County or the state of Pennsylvania are you coming in from today?
Wyoming County, Tunkhannock.
Okay, down the Tunkhannock area. And what brings you to Ag Day?
I'm helping a guy that I work for a farm with.
Okay. And how many years have you been attending Ag Day?
5 years.
All right, so he's got some history with this event. What is your favorite part of this annual event?
The ice cream.
You know what? I got to share with you, that is the number one answer, and neither one of us from this table have been up to get our ice cream yet, so you just reminded us that we can't forget to do that. And here's my last question. If there was one thing that you could change or add to this event, what would it be?
Better food, I guess.
Okay, yes, I understand. I just finished my lunch today, and yes, it was free, and it was ham and macaroni salad, and I thought the cake was very good. That was even without the ice cream, as I look at my partner here at the table. Well, thank you very much for answering those questions. Hope to see you back for year 6 next year, and good luck in possibly winning our contest.
Thank you.
All right, this is Howard again, and it's coming up on 2 o'clock, so we're hitting the ending hours here, but I've got 2 more individuals at our table. So, who do I have the pleasure of speaking with this afternoon?
Ruby Beers.
Okay.
Wayne Beers.
All righty. And what part of Susquehanna County or the state of Pennsylvania are you from?
Wyoming County, Nicholson.
Okay, the Nicholson area. And what brings you to Ag Day today?
The information available.
All right. In fact, we had talked earlier when he says the information, we talked a little bit about hydroponics, and I've got an IOU here to send them some information on that. And if you've got questions on hydroponics, reach out to us at the Master Gardeners here in this county, and we can do a presentation if you're in a group, or just get you individually that information. So back to Ag Day. Next question is, how many years have you attended Ag Day or Dairy Day or whatever they've been changing the name over the last couple of years?
This is our first time.
Oh, this is great. We've had 2 people interviewed today that it's the first time, and hopefully it won't be the last time, because it's good, good. What is your favorite part of the event that you visited today? If you didn't hear that, I didn't get the mic up, but his answer was the ice cream, and she's laughing. That is the number one answer when I ask that question. So, and one last question, and I realize this is your first time here, but if you could change or add one thing to the event, what would it be?
I guess more awareness of the classes that were here ahead of time, maybe, so you could kind of plan for that before you got here. Yeah, I don't know.
Same.
Okay, and as again, it's the classes, and as someone who has been a presenter before, we have a lot of agencies that present, but a lot of the classes are presented by the County Master Gardeners, so we are always looking for input as far as what people would like. In fact, since we had talked earlier, I'm guessing maybe something in hydroponics next year could be something that could be there. I'll also share that last year when I presented, I had nobody show up to my class, so that was a little disappointing. So I think they were all in line to get ice cream and didn't want to come to the class. But so what I'm hearing is we need to do a little better job maybe in getting the PR out, or what classes are there, or what classes would people like to have. Okay, good. And we can work on that. We're always looking at process improvement. What can we do better? Well, that was my last question. I know I owe you some information on hydroponics, and I'll get back to you within the next couple of days on that. And good luck, and hopefully winning something, and we hope to see you back next year. Thank you. Hi, this is Howard, and they're auctioning off pies in the background. And I'm Howard, and who do I have the pleasure of talking to today?
Brenda Walter.
And what part of Susquehanna County or the state of Pennsylvania are you from?
Well, you could call it the southeast corner.
What brings you to Ag Day today?
Fun, and I like growing things.
All right, and how many years have you been coming to Ag Day?
Off and on, only a few times, maybe 4 years.
What's your favorite part of this event?
Ice cream.
I was waiting for folks because that is the number one answer. And the last question, if you could change or add one thing to the event, what would it be?
I need to have a better lunch.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and good luck in our raffle. And we've got the pie auction going on in the back right now. So thank you.
And finally, as promised, here's the hot mic session that we had with the kids.
Not initial. So yeah. Leader, corporation.
No.
Oh, it's got initial.
Start right here.
Has made a friend in 4-H. Well, I just made you in 4-H, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, you're not? Oh, okay. I was going to say I made a friend with you. Has exhibited at the Hardware. Oh, I have exhibited.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yes, because I'm a master gardener, so I can initial there.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet we both own a dog.
Oh.
I own a dog. Well, I used to. I know
you want
you
two
do.
Sets of initials?
Show animals.
I do.
There you go. Look at that, Howard. You're able to fill those in?
Do. Pictures of China. And
there you go.
All right. Which one?
If you would like to register to me.
No. Own dog, yes. Exhibited at the fair, yeah.
I know what the 4-H's are.
Oh, you do?
Heart, hand, health. No, I forgot the helping? No, nope, maybe I forgot.
Heart.
Hand.
Help.
Head.
Maybe.
I think it's help. I think it's helping.
I
forgot.
They don't have a rule that I can only initial one block, right? I don't want to have everybody say, how come there's so many that are in there? Oh, okay.
Nope.
Owns a dog. Yes, I do. Three project areas. Is this 4-H project areas, I'm guessing? So that would be like, I'm not going to guess at it because I know I've seen all the books because I've worked with 4-H
mm-hmm.
for a while. So
that's what that is.
Those in the PA 4-H week is, I have done this. Has done a shooting sports project.
Yeah,
I was a marksman for the Air Force.
Well, it has to go through 4-H.
Oh, it has to be through.
So. Doesn't.
Okay, I have not done anything with 4-H, but. That one's yours? Okay, good. Your pencil. Oh, this one's your pencil, right? The good one. Oh, my goodness. Owns a dog. Yes, I do. Plays an instrument. I play the piano.
I bet you enjoy being outside.
I do enjoy being outside and gardening.
There you go.
Has done a woodworking project. Yes, I have done many woodworking projects.
Enjoys taking photos.
Enjoys taking photos. I am the oldest in my family. Goodness, we're such a popular table. Likes to show animals, yes I do. Can name three project area. Owns a dog, yes I do. Made a friend in 4-H. Are you in 4-H? Oh, okay. You can still be my friend. Knows when PA has, knows the 4-H model, has done a woodworking project, yes I have. I've exhibited. Is the president of knows when 4-H week, is the same grade as you. What grade are you in?
11th.
I'm not in. I've passed 11th grade. As one day camp has done a shooting sports. That's all I can do for that one. I'm glad they're different, though, in each one. Good luck with that.
I was like,
Have I showed you my eagle pictures?
I've seen somebody at work showed me eagle pictures. It was either you or Andrea. Those are the only two people I think I've seen pictures